Agenda SB 379 by Senator Fuller.
Mr. Chair and members, SB 379 specifies that the California High Cost Fund A program should support networks that provide access to high-speed broadband for rural communities. Historically, this program has supported rural access to reliable and affordable telephone service, but times have changed. High-speed broadband is the communication technology of the 21st century and the gateway to e-commerce, e-government, and the information superhighway. For rural areas in particular, broadband access enables rural constituents to benefit from critical services like telemedicine, distance learning, and next-gen 911. The federal government recently modernized its universal service program to recognize this reality, and we need to do the same. Not only will it preserve around $25 million of federal universal service support dollars flowing annually into the state's rural communities, it will ensure that these communities have access to a robust broadband-capable network. I have witnesses with me, including the sponsor of the bill, CITC Representative Pam Loomis, to testify and answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Witnesses.
Good morning. Pam Loomis on behalf of California's independent telephone companies. The PUC has been concerned that the A Fund program is a telephone-only program and cannot be used to support networks that can provide access to high-speed broadband. SB 379 makes it clear that the A Fund program can be used to help modernize the rural telephone networks, and is perfectly timed to segue into the PUC's currently open proceeding on the A Fund program so that the PUC doesn't spend time wrestling with can we or can we not, but instead can spend the time focusing on how to structure the program in the new context that the legislature sets forth on supporting the broadband-capable networks. And it will align the program with what's going on at the federal level and preserve $25 million in federal funding that directly offsets the A Fund support that goes to these companies. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we hear from other witnesses in support, let's establish a quorum.
Padilla.
Here.
Padilla here. Fuller.
Here.
Fuller here. Berryhill. Corbett.
Here.
Corbett here. De Leon. DeSaunier. Emerson.
Here.
Emerson here. Kehoe.
Here.
Kehoe here. Pavley. Rubio.
Here.
Rubio here. Samidian. Strickland.
Here.
Strickland here. Wright.
Here.
Right here.
Quorum has been established. Next witness, please.
Rena Venturini on behalf of CalCom. We also very much support this measure. We believe this gives clear direction to the PUC and takes nothing away from their authority, just enables them to make the right choices when they're looking at these rate cases. So thank you.
Dave Walrath, representing Small School Districts Association, most of which are rural school districts. We are the recipients of the broadband access. It is very important to give us the opportunity to have some of the new interactive high-speed courseware for our instructional programs. We are in support.
Thank you. Next witness.
Jeffrey Neal with the California State Association of Counties, also in support.
Any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition?
Rebecca Lee, on behalf of the Division of Rapier Advocate, in opposition. I think our concerns are well laid out in the opposition letter, which is has been delivered to the author's office as well as the committee. Thank you.
Okay.
We are concerned specifically with using high-cost fund A toward a service to which under which the PUC has no regulatory authority. So even though the PUC can obtain how that money is used, the PUC cannot use that toward any regulatory oversight function over this service. And that's the gist of the concern.
Senator Wright.
If we change the statute, wouldn't that give them the authority?
We don't have that sense of comfort that would be the PUC would have that authority to, at the rate cases at the PUC.
If I may, I think to provide a little bit of clarity here, for monies to be used to deploy broadband to the extent that broadband infrastructure is utilized for phone slash for phone services, we know it, then the PUC's jurisdiction doesn't diminish, doesn't grow. To the extent that those broadband networks are utilized for other telecommunication services, I think that's where the question comes in. But the biggest context to keep in mind here is the FCC is already moving in this direction. From the chair's view, this bill is very much in line with the direction of both state policy and increasingly federal policy, and is a natural next step in the oversight and oversight authority and jurisdiction is well on its way as well.
The concern, I guess, again, if the PUC was limited by statute, that is what we do. But the challenge on the other side is that it's not clear, for example, that cell phone users pay into the same fund. And if they don't, then the problem with the high cost fund is that you're looking at a significantly decreasing source of revenue if you have a drop in how much people pay. I'm not sure that the mobile phone users pay into the high cost fund at the same rate. If they do, that would be helpful. Is that
Pam Loomis on behalf of CITC. All telephone users, whether it's wireline, wireless, voice over internet protocol, now pay into all the public purpose program surcharges at the commission, including the A fund.
Okay. That would be helpful. Okay. I'd move the bill then if that's going to be the case.
Senator Corbett?
Yes, I have a question for the chair. Mr. Chair, I understand there are amendments that do allow for some restriction on the amount of funds that could be used. Wouldn't that also give the CPUC?
I think she's referring to paragraph 7C7, which is on page,
and also page 3 of the analysis.
But that's not proposed five. Amendments in committee. That's already in the bill.
Okay, but do these amendments address some of the concerns that have been mentioned? Since the CPUC may have some control and authority over the amount of funds available.
Yeah, the PUC is the one that determines the funding amount or the investment amount.
Right, so shouldn't that address some of these concerns?
Absolutely.
With regard to control? Yeah, just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Emerson? Other questions, comments from committee? If not, we have a motion from Senator Wright, an opportunity to close. Let's call the roll.
Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Berryhill? Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. De Leon? De Saunier? Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Pavley? Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Samidian? Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Wright?
Aye.
Wright, aye.
That bill is out. Thank you all very much. This hearing is adjourned.